The flaws in President Jacob Zuma's leadership are becoming more evident as the end of his run draw nears. This is according to political analyst Theo Venter from Northwest University. Analyst Theo Venter from Northwest University commenting on the ANC National Executive Committee's decision to recall Zuma after he reportedly refused to resign. The ANC-NEC came to this resolution after a 13-hour-long meeting in Irene outside Pretoria. Venter says that Zuma can either resign, allowing the ANC to replace him with current president of the party, Cyril Ramaphosa. Otherwise, he can decide to stay on as president, forcing the ANC to go into a no-confidence vote, which will include an agreement with opposition parties. He says the former is the ideal option for the ANC, while the latter will result in the ANC losing some political face. Venter says how a leader leaves his position forms part of their legacy.
I think the flaws of the man is showing so clearly in this end game. Good leaders, when they're requested to go, usually does the right thing. You know, part of your legacy, part of your legitimacy is the way in which you go. And it seems to me that part is missing in the Zuma political personality.
Political analyst Ralph Mateka says Zuma is holding on to power because he is concerned about his personal welfare, especially in relation to possible criminal prosecution over corruption allegations.
I believe that he wants to be the president while the commission of inquiry into state capture gets underway, because that will allow him some form of leverage in the manner in which he responds. If there is any opportunity for him to actually save his own skin, it doesn't matter what are the implications on the nation, he will give it a shot.
The ANC-NEC was meant to have held a media briefing at midday today. However, this briefing has been moved to 2 o'clock to allow ANC structures to be consulted. Meanwhile, the ANC in Parliament will hold a special caucus meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow, following another special meeting of party chief whips at 8 o'clock, also called at the last minute. ANCA reports that earlier House Chair Cedric Florek issued a directive that all committee meetings be rescheduled. No details on what the meeting is about have been made available. It comes as there is still no certainty about President Jacob Zuma's future. At the same time, the EFF has called on National Assembly Speaker Baleka Mbete to move forward the debate on a motion of no confidence in the president, which is set for February 22nd. Your weather for today? Free State is cloudy with morning fog patches in the east, where it will be cool, otherwise partly cloudy and warm with scattered showers and thundershowers. Northern Cape is partly cloudy and warm but hot in the extreme west, with scattered showers and thundershowers except in the northeast and extreme west, where it will be isolated. Northwest is partly cloudy and warm with isolated showers and thundershowers scattered in the south. And now for your financial indicator, a dollar costs R11.92, a pound R16.53 and a euro R14.68. Your top story at this hour, the flaws in President Jacob Zuma's leadership are becoming more evident as the end of his run draws near. Reach IFM News on our hotline on 082-370-1268.